In Davilawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with A Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The 11th annual High Mock celebration is happening in the village of Gitsagukla on November 25th and 26th. Daryl Milton, the vice chair of the Gitsagukla Gitams dance group and one of the organizers of the event, talked with CFNR about the event, a little bit about the history, and what will be going on this year. If I can get your name and position.
My name is Daryl Milton. I am vice chairman of the Gitsagukla Gitams dance group.
So you're having an event, was that the 24th, 25th?
24th and 25th of this month, November, yes.
Okay, and what is your event?
It's called High Mocks, and it was started about 11, 12 years ago. It's called High Mocks because it's sharing of foods or gathering of foods, and it's a harvest time for everybody. So it was started by the late Millicent Isams in Gitsagukla because we were just having soup and stuff. And then she wanted to call other groups to come share food with us. So that's how High Mocks first started.
Okay. Yeah. So other than sharing foods, what types of things do you do at the events now?
Now that it has gotten bigger and bigger, so now we have put call out to other dance groups to come. Now it's a two-day event, so we have other dance groups coming. I think, to my knowledge, we still have Edmonton Dance Group coming this year. So
that's gotten quite big.
Yeah. Yes.
So is it like just dancing and...
Just dancing, and we have vendors also that's coming. We have a variety of vendors. This year we added food vendors, so there'll be plenty of food there. But we still serve breakfast, lunch, and supper throughout the event, and all the breakfast, lunch, and supper is all free.
Okay, so where at is this taking place?
It's happening in Gitsagukla at Gymnasium Park Avenue, I believe it was. Everybody knows where our Gitsagukla school is.
And then who is this hosted, or who are the sponsors? Who's funding this event?
We pretty much do most of the fundraising, but the Gitsagukla band has been donating stuff, fundings last year. We're hoping to do the same this year, but we haven't got word yet. So we mostly do fundraising on our own. Like I said, this is going to be our 11th year. Would have been 14, but due to COVID, we sat still for 2 years.
So is this your first event then since COVID, or you had it last year?
This is our second event since COVID. We had one last year.
Okay, so how did that impact?
It did pretty good. I can't remember offhand what we called it. It was we were remembering our fallen elders that passed during COVID.
Do you have like a certain theme every year?
We're just going with the flow, I think. Yeah, so we never made a theme or anything. We're just going to go with the flow and see how it goes. This year, I think we're up to 11 to 12 groups.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
Pretty much it's a drug and alcohol-free event, and it's we try our best to do things without drugs and alcohol, and if there's any altercations and stuff like that, we ask the patrons to kind of kindly leave and stuff like that. But everything there is kind of free except for vendors there. Anybody around the surrounding areas or wherever is more than welcome to come.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.